Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Jenny Gould with another edition of Flora Days. One of the most colorful characters in Okeechobee was a hard-drinking fisherman named William Collins. Everybody called him Pogie Bill. That's because he tried to pass off some bait fish, known as pogies, as catfish. Pogie Bill was appointed town marshal while he was serving a jail term. Later, he was elected sheriff. It was around 1915 when Okeechobee was still a frontier. Eric Overholtz, a lieutenant in the Broward Sheriff's Office, is a musician and a Florida history buff. He studied the life of Pogie Bill.
He had a penchant for getting drunk and getting into brawls.
Sheriff Pogie Bill did a little moonshine on the side, isn't that right?
He wasn't so much a moonshiner himself, but he allowed it to happen, kind of looked the other way. He had a kind of a dim view of prohibition. Even though he had quit drinking, he felt that as long as a person could control themselves, he didn't see a problem with a person having a drink every now and then.
Was moonshine a big business in Okeechobee?
Absolutely. It became even more important when the hurricanes hit, the 26th one, and especially the one in 1928. They were really devastating the fishing industry and wrecked a lot of the towns around the lake. Moonshining became a very viable source of hard cash. Pogie saw it as a necessary evil. He just didn't like the feds sticking their nose in things.
The revenuers.
Right, the revenuers. It was reported that Al Capone's people had approached him about making inroads into the lake territory because they were already operating in Dade and Broward counties. He told them in no uncertain terms that they were not welcome. They backed off. He could be a tough character.
He did some jail time himself.
Yes, not for the moonshining, which he was later convicted of, but prior to being appointed the town marshal. He did 90 days in jail. It was a situation where Judge Hancock was his name. He had sent a deputy to talk to Pogie about his hell-raising ways. On Saturday nights, the town was known for catfishermen and cowboys and sawmill workers getting into fights. They would literally tear up the town. Businesses would be ransacked. One person even reported seeing three different fights happening at the same time. One inside a bar, one outside the bar, and then one in the street. But what happened is that when the deputy went over to talk to Pogie, some of Pogie's friends intercepted the guy, and they actually disarmed him and then tossed the deputy in this muddy creek. Pogie declared himself judge. He held a court in Doc Darrow's grocery store while barefoot. He declared each of his friends guilty. He fined them a quart of whiskey apiece, which they all polished off. Pogie thought it was just a big joke, and he was having fun with it, but Judge Hancock wasn't too amused. Had Pogie arrested.
So when he was doing time in the jail, that's when he was named town marshal. How did that happen?
Some of the town's leading citizens were desperate to have someone that could come in and really lay down the law in the town. The town was growing, but at the same time, they needed some control there. They knew that deep down inside, Pogie was basically a good guy. He had a unique system of justice. Any time that he and his buddies would tear up the town, if there were any kind of innocent bystanders, he'd make sure that they were compensated. So they came to Judge Hancock with a proposal. If Pogie would behave himself, please let him out and let us appoint him as town marshal. Pogie agreed to the deal. By all accounts, he really cleaned up the town. He arrested a lot of the people that he actually tore the town up with.
Some of his old buddies.
Some of his old buddies, yes.
While serving as sheriff, Pogie Bill was charged in a moonshine conspiracy.
He tried to run again while the case was on appeal. He lost by 3 votes.
Now, more than 8 decades later, there's a restaurant named Pogie Bill's in Okeechobee. And Eric Overholtz recently recorded a song about the legendary lawman. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
A fisherman named William E. Collins, better known to locals as Pogie Bill. Now, Pogie was born in Australia in 1884 to American parents who were working on a cargo.